Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 13, 2024. Slander does not solve problems. Question: what should a person do if they hear slander from another person? He himself does not slander, but simply hears it. Answer: regardless, this is bad. We must explain to people that slander is never the solution to a problem. Even if a person is partially right in expressing his thoughts, it is still the wrong path, the wrong method of solving the problem. The solution should be different. Simply expressing one's opinion against others only fuels the fire further without bringing a solution. And then, as it is said, all three suffer: the one who speaks, the one who hears, and the one who is spoken about. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 7, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 103. Question: at what point will we strengthen our feeling that the Creator is the one who acts? Answer: you should feel Him at least as your friend. You, the friends, and the Creator are together in one circle. The Creator determines everything. And you direct your gaze toward Him, wishing for Him to feel you, to unite you, and to advance you. Question: how can one convert the fear for one's life and for the lives of loved ones into awe before the greatness of the Creator? Answer: you need to pay more attention to the Creator, and then He will take His place in your imagination. I cannot suggest anything else. Question: how important is it when praying to the Creator to expect a response from Him? Answer: do not expect anything. You need to act, demand, ask the Creator, and turn to Him to get there with the friends so that He helps you and guides you. This should be your collective effort. You will receive a response from Him in any case. Question: how can I be sure that I am bringing contentment to the Creator with my actions and not the other way around? Answer: it depends on the ten and on the extent you work together for Him. Question: how can one integrate into the line the Creator, the Teacher, and us in a timely way? Answer: simply direct yourself through the Teacher and through the friends to the Creator, and always keep to this line. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 27, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, His Divorce and His Hand Come as One. Which is higher, duty or love? Comment: an older man visited the nurse to remove stitches after surgery. Everyone was busy. He asked, demanded, and begged to be taken care of quickly. He said, "I need to get to the hospital in time to feed my sick wife. She has Alzheimer's disease." An elderly nurse immediately freed herself and said, "She will probably be worried if you are late. I will do everything quickly for you." He replied, "No, she has not recognized me for the last 5 years. So what is your hurry if she does not know who you are?" He replied, "It does not matter that she does not know who I am. I know who she is." My response: indeed. Question: please tell me, what supports a person who receives nothing in return? No gratitude, no smile, nothing? Opposite him is his beloved, and that is it. That is what supports a person. She does not even recognize him. Answer: the man knows it is his duty. Question: can you continue like this, knowing it is a duty and you get nothing in return? Answer: yes. Question: can this be called love? Answer: this is more than love. Question: what is love to you, and what is duty to you in this case? Answer: duty is higher than love. Love dictates your actions because that is how you treat a person, with love. Duty is what you are obligated to do above love. In this case, it is already measured by responsibility. Love obligates you to behave this way. When it is not love, but duty, you must aim yourself correctly. Comment: he is alive, but she seems to barely exist. He has some kind of life, but directs his whole life to her, running to her all the time. My response: what keeps him going is that he cares about her. Comment: even when people would not give him a little support by saying, "What a great guy." My response: no, that doesn't matter to him. Question: can we say that he is approaching pure bestowal? Answer: I don't think so. When he feeds her, it fills him up. Question: that is, the fact that he fulfills his duty is his life, right? Is this fulfillment? Answer: yes. By lying in her hospital bed without recognizing anyone, she holds all her relatives together. Question: when a person is given such strength and duty in his life, can this only come from above? Is it humanly possible to do this? Answer: no, it is from above. Question: can we say that the Creator is there with them? While the man cares for her like this, is the Creator there? Answer: the Creator is generally everywhere, but especially in such actions. Comment: our time is such. It was time when I visited nursing homes, and they told me, children have not come here for a long time. Older people have been there a long time. My response: this is the selfishness of sons, daughters, and relatives. A hospital, by the way, is a recent invention. Question: yes, before everyone was home. It was probably right to be at home. Answer: I think people would recover faster. Question: can we live like this for a long time, with love and giving? Can we come to this and be fulfilled with it? Answer: yes. So it will be. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, February 19, 2024. From roots to branches. The actions of the forefathers serve as a sign for the sons because they initially occur in the roots and then spread out to all branches like those emanating from the roots. It is like a tree whose roots first draw everything necessary for its growth from the earth and then pass it on to the branches. Not eating from the tree of knowledge means to not use egoistic desires, since they can only be used for one's own sake. Question: how does the tree of knowledge transition into holiness? Answer: it depends on how a person uses it. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 25, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam Haman from the Torah, from where?